Hey everybody, it's Sam with Daily Sports Overtime, and this is your daily episode for Tuesday, July 27th. And I know, you're all tuning in to listen to me whine and cry and complain and everything from your emails. I really do appreciate you guys' emails teasing me and jerking me around about my picks on Monday. Boy, were they bad. I told you I'd be transparent as possible on here, so you guys know I went 4-14 in baseball. Yes. You heard that right. If you're tuning in for the first time and you're ready to shut this off, please don't. I will admit that right now I am colder than cold. I am ice cold in picking baseball right now. But as the heat in my neck of the woods is warming up, so am I. I plan on going on a tear. Now, I know so many of you are saying, yeah, whatever. How are you going to do that? I had three of you write me and say you were just listening to the podcast to see who I would pick, so that you could pick opposite of me. Ooh, that wasn't a body blow. That was a head shot. But I'm close. And I know close doesn't matter, except in hand grenades and horseshoes. But I am close. Here's how close I am. I got the New York Mets and Atlanta flipped. I picked the Mets in the first game when Atlanta won. And then I picked Atlanta in the second game and the Mets won. How bad is that? How bad is it that you pick the winner, but you pick them on the run line? So I picked the Chicago Cubs and Minnesota to win tonight. Guess what? They did. They won by one run, and I had them at -1.5, which means you lose. So I had two bets like that. Not only that, I had four bets. Four. Count them. Four. That Washington and Philly had them under 10. What did they score? 11. I have Toronto and Boston over 10. What do they score? 9. I have Detroit and Minnesota under 10.5. What do they score? 11. Half run. Colorado and the Angels, I have them at over 8.5. What do they score? 8. Another half run. My research is right there. Yeah, I know. You guys don't want to hear it. You want to hear me pick some winners. Well, I'm trying. But I am not afraid to admit that I am cold as ice right now in baseball. But I'm turning it around today. I'm bound and determined. Now, I didn't think it would happen. I didn't think it would finish by the time that I sat down to record this, but they did. So, Team USA Olympic women's basketball, they've already finished their game. They won 81-72. Now, of course, that cost me another loss. They were up by, I believe it was 28 or 30. They started putting some of their second and third string in, getting them playing time, trying to get them to gel, working with them with different starters in case, someone gets in foul trouble. They have to work with different units so that they can mix it up and take advantage of mismatches and things like that in future games. And I understand that. But when you have them at -29.5, you don't want to see it drop down to 9, which is what they finished at. And I was just like, oh, can you guys score? But I warned you about that in the podcast. I warned you that women's basketball, their team is not built like the men. They are built to play team basketball. And they don't believe in blowing people out by 60 points. Now, if that happens, because you can't defend them and they're scoring layups, that's one thing. But they will not intentionally blow you out just to put on some big show and say, hey, we're dominant. They just won't. But I pushed. I thought I won. I did. I even told someone, and I said, you know, I finally won betting basketball. You know, I won betting Olympic basketball, and then, no, it was a big no that I didn't. I pushed. Push meaning tie. I had them at under 153. They scored 153. So, meaning that, you know, I get my money back, so I guess that's good. I don't know. As you can see, I am truly just a little floored, frustrated. However, since the time now is 3 a.m. on the East Coast and midnight over on the left coast, getting ready, I might as well just stay up and watch women's soccer, or at least keep up on it. Like I told you guys in the last podcast, USA versus Australia in women's soccer, 4 a.m. It will be over by the time you guys are listening to this podcast. We're hoping that USA takes it to Australia and wins 3-0. So you guys who are getting up early and watching this, hopefully that's exactly what they did. Or, of course, I expect more emails and tweets at me this morning. You guys know you can reach me at Overtime Daily on Twitter. And then, of course, Daily Sports Betting OT at gmail.com. You guys can hit me up anytime for that. So much for putting off the inevitable. Let's get into our 27. That's right, 27 baseball picks that we possibly could win on. I know a lot of you think that I've been being negative. I'm not going to be anymore. I am very positive. We're going to hit a hot streak, and here it comes. The games start at 7:05 tonight, and we'll be watching all billion of them that they've got us betting on. So anyway, we've got Milwaukee at Pittsburgh up first. Guys, I don't think I can shock you guys anymore, but I am looking forward to this matchup, and I know a lot of you are going to say why. Well, there is a trend in Major League Baseball that a lot of people are betting right now, and I am watching. I think I told you I was watching this about a week and a half ago, of first five. It's a prop bet that has been out, I don't know, about 8, 9, maybe 10 years, and it's yes or no, can a certain team score in the first five, or will both teams score in the first five, or will no team score in the first five? And you can bet that. You can also bet over-unders in first five. Guys, Pittsburgh is one of the leading teams in this bet. And it's not that they always score in the first five or even the first inning, which is a new prop bet that a lot of people are betting too. You may hear me betting that at the end of the week, maybe even sooner than that, to break my streak. But tonight, we're going with Pittsburgh on the money line, plus 120 to upset Milwaukee as they're coming into PNC Park tonight. I think this game stays under 8.5 runs at -105. Then the second game at 7:05 tonight, we've got Miami at Baltimore. You guys know that I love Camden Yards, and I know one person that also always loved Camden Yards, and that was Derek Jeter, who, you know, owns, partial owner of the Miami Marlins. So we're going to take Miami tonight, -1.5 on the run line, +120. And again, we've got them staying under 9.5 at -115. Then we've got Washington at Philadelphia. Guys, I'm taking Washington on the money line tonight at +105. We've got what I think could be shaping up to be kind of a hitter's matchup because of the pitching. Some of you wrote me yesterday and said, you know, you were talking about how this breaks down for a starting pitcher or middle relievers or whatever, and I want to know exactly what you mean. Well, I'm going to take this game, for instance. You've got Fetty starting pitching for Washington. His ERA is 4.88. Then you've got Moore pitching tonight for Philadelphia, whose ERA is 5.79. Now, this is the earned run average that they usually give up per time pitched. When you add those together, you get 10. That's usually how they get the over-under numbers. You'll notice the over-under numbers are 10 when they opened up today. So I'm going over 10. Why? Well, this is just what these pitchers' ERA is, the starting pitchers. Doesn't equate for how the hitters hit the bullpen or how they hit any other relievers or the closer. So tonight, I think that Washington does more damage. Now, some of you will probably try to bring up that Moore actually has the better record than Fetty. And you're right. But, actually, no, he doesn't. I thought he was 2-2, and he's not. He's 0-2. And the thing is Washington hits the bullpen better than Philadelphia does. So I am going with Washington on the money line, and then I'm going over 10 based on their research. So that's how I'm coming to some of these. 7:10, we've got the Yankees at Tampa Bay playing at Tropicana, and we're going to take Tampa Bay -1.5 runs, +130 to beat the Yankees, who are on kind of a downfall. They lost 2 out of 3 to Boston this past weekend. They haven't been playing good. I'm telling you, I don't know how Aaron Boone has a job. I really don't. I thought that the Yankees would fire him on Saturday, late Saturday night before Sunday's game, actually. Then with them, you know, having a little bit of a break, I thought that they would fire him Sunday night, and no word. So I guess they're going to stick with this. But I think Tampa Bay takes it to them, and we're going to go under 8 at -110. Now, Atlanta and New York. Guess they played the doubleheader yesterday that I was griping about earlier, and there aren't any numbers on spread or money line when I'm looking to bet it this morning. So the only bet that I put in this morning was over 8.5 runs at -110. So little frustrated with them not getting a line up on this, because really wanted to look at the numbers, but I'm leaning right now, I think, towards Atlanta, but I want to see the numbers. Anyway, second game, 7:10, we've got St. Louis at Cleveland, and this is another one where when you look at it, and you look at St. Louis's Wainwright going against Cleveland's Contrell, their ERAs really close. So you've got Wainwright, who is 3.59. You've got Quantrell's at 3.84. And so you're like, well, how did you get that St. Louis is going to win? Well, I'm taking St. Louis on the money line because I think it is going to be a close game at -1.5. But Cleveland has not been playing well at home. St. Louis's record's better at away games. And they're on an away game streak. And so that's why we're going St. Louis money line. Now, I'm going over 9. I'm being real cautious. It's -115. I really was kind of torn about this. I wanted it to be an 8. If you can get it at an 8, then you definitely need to play it. But I'm taking the over 9 because I think they hit the bullpen really well. Last game, 7-10, we've got Toronto at Boston. Guys, I talked about this yesterday. Boston on a roll, beating the Yankees up, and it not even being looking close when you watch that game. And so I think Boston wins just on the money line at +105. I know that won't win you a lot of money, but still, it will win you some as far as taking Boston over Toronto. And then I think they go over 10.5 runs tonight at -105. I think both these teams are learning each other and are coming to play. We've got two games at 8:05, and this first game, don't even watch it. I don't care if you're a fan of these teams. Do not watch it. I think it's going to be torturous watching Arizona at Texas. It's just... Anyway, I think Texas is getting their mojo back just a little when playing Houston this past weekend. And I'm taking Texas on the run line, -1.5. They got to beat Arizona by 2 or more at +125. And I definitely think that they can do it the way Arizona's been playing away. I think we go over 8.5 runs. They're playing in Texas Stadium, and we all know how runs can come in bunches there. And so, going to go -110 there. Could not find any, not even money line numbers on Cincinnati versus the Cubbies at Wrigley. After watching them a little, was more leaning towards the Reds. Again, want to see the numbers, and I have no clue what they're going to set the over under at, so I can't even give you advice there. At 8:10, we've got Detroit versus Minnesota. Again, guys, I'm taking Minnesota on this one. I can't figure the Tigers out. Some of you, I know you're laughing and making the joke, I can't figure the baseball out. Well, you know what? You're right, but I definitely can't figure the Tigers out. Anyway, going to Minnesota on the run line, -1.5 runs at -115. And this is where I go on an under streak. You're going to see a lot of the games that I'm picking now, more in the Midwest, more on the West Coast. When you guys are looking at these games, look at weather, look at wind conditions, and make sure that you're looking at the pitchers' matchups against those hitters. So I'm going under 9. The next 4 out of 6 games, I'm going to go under on. And I'm just going to tell you, it's due to weather and the starting pitchers as far as how these teams hit each other. And I'm going to break a couple of games down when we get there. Then we've got another 8:10 game, Chicago White Sox at Kansas City. I told you guys, I can't trust Kansas City. I'm fading them hard. And we're going with the White Sox on the run line at -1.5 runs at +105. And then I'm staying under on this one also at 9.5 runs at -105. You know, they're playing in Los Angeles. I told you that last night. We've got the 9:38 start time of Colorado taking on the Angels. I know I picked Colorado last night to beat the Angels. Guys, I really think they get it done with Gomer on the mound for Colorado. He's got a 7-5 record. He is 3.74 ERA, okay? While the Angels have Suarez that has a 2.85 ERA. And I know some of you are going, Sam, if you just look at that, he's got a lower ERA. Why are you not taking the Angels? This is why you're not winning. You know what? You may be right. But here is how I look at it. Suarez only pitched in 7 games. He's actually only pitched in 9 games. But they've only put him on win losses for 7 games. He's 4-3. Everybody isn't hitting him, but they are beating him. Why? Because his team is not hitting well right now. Angels, I told you, have fallen off the cliff. They've got something wrong. I don't know whether it's in their locker room or whether it's in upper management, but there's something wrong with the Angels. Yes, they were good enough last night to beat Colorado. However, putting Suarez on the mound is probably not the best option, but he's next up in the rotation. However, Colorado has Gomer, who, like I said, 7-5, has pitched in 14 or 15 games, and has a 3.7 ERA. They're winning because of him. Why? Because they play better defense. Colorado plays better defense with Gomer pitching. He keeps the ball down and allows them to make plays. Therefore, I think Colorado is winning tonight. And when both teams go into the bullpen, that's when I think the runs are scored at Angels Field. And then we're going over 9 with both teams. I think it's a 6-4, 7-4 ball game, minus 115. 9:45, we've got the Dodgers versus San Francisco. Told you this started on Tuesday night. Could not wait for this series. You guys know I've been on San Francisco all season long. Told you a good buddy of mine has moved recently to the San Francisco area and has been hot trot all over these Giants all season, and how they could not wait to take it to the Dodgers in this particular series and let them know we mean business. Whereas the Dodgers had the All-Star break and they are looking forward to this series to prove, hey, we let you get out in front, have a divisional lead, but we're coming back. Guys, you've got Urias on the mound for the Dodgers, and you've got Webb on the mound for the Giants. Two both outstanding pitchers. They don't seem to be affected by the sticky substances ban and people checking them. But, and here's the but, I think the weather plays a factor tonight. And I think with the wind blowing out, I'm hoping that doesn't change. That's what hurts me by betting at, say, 3 a.m. in the morning instead of waiting until game time. I can't check the weather. I can only go on the weather predictions. Looks like the wind is going to be blowing out tonight. If it is, then my over 8 should stand. Going over 8 in this game at minus 120. And because of that, the Dodgers have the better hitters, and I'm going with the Dodgers tonight on the money line just for them to win, not to torture the Giants, because I think the Giants take this series 2-1. But anyway, we're going to go money line on the Dodgers tonight at minus 135. Then we've got the 10-10 game. We've got Houston visiting Seattle, guys. Whew. Seattle, they look good tonight. I have to admit, I mean, admit it. I can't help it. I had Houston tonight. They were head 4-0. Quit watching it. Started, you guys know I have a pro wrestling podcast, started watching pro wrestling tonight, and thought I was safe with the Astros, they would hold the lead. No. They let Seattle come back. Seattle looked good doing it. Even though Houston has McCullers going on the mound tomorrow with a 7-2 record, they really took that into consideration, whether or not Seattle could beat him. I think they do. On the money line at +130, I'm taking Seattle. And I'm staying under 8.5 because McCullers on the mound. But Seattle's got Flexen going for them. He's 9-4. And he's got an ERA of 3.35. So I think this is a low-scoring ball game with both these starting pitchers going long in the games at under 8.5 runs at -120. The last game of the night is 10-10, and it is the other leaders banging on each other. It is Oakland at San Diego. Guys, I'm not even messing around with this one. I'm not even going to pretend like I'm going to take the A's. Now, will I take them tomorrow night? You never know. You got to tune in tomorrow morning's podcast to see. However, I am all about San Diego. And you guys know it that I've been on them from the get-go also. We're going to take the Padres on the run line. -1.5 runs. They got to beat the A's by 2 or more. And we want them to stay under 8.5 runs tonight at -110. Again, weather. Look at it before you're betting. Guys, please bet responsibly. Don't bet any more than what you can afford. Please, 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 bankroll management. You guys have heard me preach that enough. I probably need to sit down and do another bankroll management podcast episode so that you guys will make sure that you're getting that. I told you I've been trying that app out, talking about bankroll management and teaching bankroll management, and I probably will give you guys a synopsis of that app. But, guys, don't bet any more than what you can afford. If you yourself feels like you have a gambling problem, or anyone close to you feels like you have a gambling problem, please stop. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Answer their questions honestly. And take their advice on any referrals, help, guidance, anything that they're willing to give you. They'll give you referrals to your local area so that you can get the help that you need. Guys, no, they are not a sponsor. No, I am not a person that advertises for them whatsoever. I just feel it's important for you guys to keep your money where it belongs, in your pocket. Now, let's go on a roll. Let's get this done and win some money. I will be talking to you guys soon, and hopefully I see you down the road.